It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says there's no need to investigate Colorado's election security because the system already has plenty of safeguards. Seven Republican state lawmakers want an independent audit of the state's voting technology following unsupported claims by President Trump that the company that makes it is part of a conspiracy to steal the election. Griswold, a Democrat, says Coloradans can trust their elections.
Not only did the Washington Post call Colorado the safest state in which to cast a ballot, but President Trump's own DHS secretary, former DHS secretary Kirsten Nielsen, said the same.
The voting equipment Colorado counties use was chosen by a bipartisan team, and all upgrades have to be certified by federal and state officials. The machines are tested before elections, and their tallies are audited afterward. Improvements to the highway between Durango and Pagosa Springs in southwest Colorado are meant to help prevent deadly collisions with deer and elk. The state is partnering with the Southern Ute Tribe and other organizations to build an overpass and underpass to allow safe movement for migrating wildlife. CDOT's Michael McVaugh says a similar project near Montrose makes travel safer there.
Big mule deer corridor in particular, and we had about a 90% reduction in crashes. That's huge. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm expecting to see.
The project will cost about $11 million and wrap up next fall. One region of the Rocky Mountains in Colorado is slowly recovering from acid rain caused by vehicle emissions on the Front Range. New research from scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder shows that acid levels recorded on the Niwot Ridge east of the Continental Divide have gradually declined over the past 30 years. Scientists say the bounce back accelerated in the mid-2000s and suggests that regulations on power plants and vehicles are having a positive environmental effect. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.